More details are emerging about the situation involving the planned closure of a Kroger store in Newport. The store, which has been in Newport for at least 40 years and has employed over 40 employees, informed the city and its workers Monday that they would close the doors at the end of August. Director of the Newport Economic Development Commission, John Chadwell, says the news came as a shock to residents.
Kroger let the city know Monday morning early that they would be closing the store here. And then at 1 o'clock Monday, they informed all of their employees, and they said they'd close the store in about 30 days. So sometime around August 30th, they planned to close the store here.
And Chadwell tells why Kroger decided to close the Newport store.
The corporate office said that they had been underperforming for several years, and that with increased competition in town, that they had a decision of whether to invest a significant amount of money into this store or to close it, and they opted for closing the store.
In response to the news, the Newport Economic Development Commission has set up a job fair at the Kroger store on Thursday, August 7th. At this time, employees will meet with prospective employers about job opportunities in the break room of the Kroger store. Chadwell says some employees may be offered jobs at other Kroger stores in nearby towns, such as Jonesboro or Searcy. He says there is economic development that's taking place in Newport that could provide additional opportunities for those who are losing their jobs at the store.
The old Walmart building was purchased about 2 months ago by an investment group, and they have secured tenants for the building already. They'll actually have five stores in there, and three of them have committed. They have Tractor Supply, Dollar Tree, and Goodwill that have all committed to be part of that facility, and will be opening at various times, but later this year. They should all three be open by the end of the year.
And he says there are other opportunities for development in Newport.
We've got several of our existing commercial businesses that are looking at new facilities, new construction facilities, and in the final stages of planning for that. If it all works, we could have as many as five local businesses before the end of the year who will start construction on a brand new building or a facility in town. And then we've got a couple of more commercial and retail prospects that we're working with that are looking seriously at the area. In regards to the Kroger building, within less than 24 hours of the news, we had already filled it and referred to the owner four companies that have an interest in that building. So there's interest in Newport, and there's a lot of things going on and a lot of good stuff going on. And the unfortunate side, like I said, the community will miss Kroger, but the real sad part is for those people who've worked in the store.
And Chadwell says there's a group that's making an effort to convince the Kroger Corporation to reverse their decision. They've been sharing the number for the corporate office where local citizens can call Kroger and ask for the store to be saved. A group Facebook page, Save Kroger, has also been started, but Chadwell believes that'll do little to influence Kroger's decision to save the store. I'm Jonathan Reeves reporting in Jonesboro for KASU News.